For the cheeseheads who want it fresh and the ones who think Lambeau is a cathedral, this is Packs What She Said. Now, here's Perry Goldstein and Maggie Loney.
So I think there's an important distinction here as well. So you mentioned a number of names, and I think they're all within, like, worthy of conversation, right? And I think, you know, we're bringing up safety because to me, it's the most likely position that the Packers are going to sign in free agency, that and inside linebacker. And you mentioned Xavier McKinney, you mentioned Justin Simmons, you mentioned, you know, there's Geno Stone, there's Julian Blackman, right? There's Jordan Poyer. And all those names are, I think, well worth discussing, but they also are, I think, in two separate categories. Right. There's players like Xavier McKinney, who are free agents, who the Packers could not sign until the league year begins March 13th, yes. Right? But then there's players like Justin Simmons and Jordan Poyer, who were released from their teams, which means they can get picked up whenever. And to your point, I think I don't know why you would sign any of those players in that second half bucket, because they can just get signed whenever, right? So you want to see, to your point, I think you make a really good point, which is like, let's see what the market is. Let's see who, you know, that first free agent signing is, like where they set the market at. And then you can go and make a deal. I would love to see Jordan Poyer on the Packers. I think that's my number one choice. That's maybe not everybody's number one choice. I think it's probably Xavier McKinney, just given age, right? But Jordan Poyer has been playing at a high level for a very long time, even though he's in his early 30s. I think if you are thinking about the Packers in like an all-in Super Bowl run perspective, like, yes, they're in a youth movement and you should be in a youth movement, but at some point you do want some kind of incredibly strong vet presence on either side of the ball. Right now it probably means on the defense because that's where their largest holes are. And I think we'll switch. There's one position group on the other side of the ball that we're going to talk about in potentially free agency where, you know, you want, especially in a single, potentially like more single high safety look that we think Halfley is going to run. My last line of defense is going to be anyone, I want it to be someone who's been playing the game at a very high level for like a decade plus. Right. And I know that he was hurt and, you know, but the Bills are releasing players left and right because of cap space, not right. Because the player, I mean, they released Tre'Davious White. Like they released one of their starting offensive linemen simply because they do not have the room to hold them anymore. Not because these players cannot play any longer. So that's where I stand. And I think he will be a lot cheaper than a Xavier McKinney, who you potentially might be overpaying for.
I'm curious your thoughts on this. And I think these are two like really good transitional players to talk about the next position group that is kind of on our list. You alluded to it already on the defensive side of the ball, but inside linebackers, you could argue, you know, that inside linebackers and safeties are kind of going more hand in hand as we're seeing bigger box safeties kind of filling that middle of the field defense. And two names that are really intriguing to me who have had down years and could use a career rejuvenation are Jeremy Chinn and Isaiah Simmons. And I'm not sure if the Packers would have any interest in either of them. I don't know if Packers fans would have any interest in either of them, but the more that I look at players in the draft, I find that I'm drawn to a type of like hybrid box safety that can play inside linebacker.
Really? And you are drawn to those kinds of players? I'm shocked.
And those are just two names that are really interesting to me, because if you talk about Jeff Halfley liking to play that middle of the field closed style defense, we know Quay is athletic, but he has some strengths and weaknesses to areas of his game. And I'm curious if we could see them target a very specific type of safety or inside linebacker that they don't feel they can get maybe necessarily in the draft in free agency, and Simmons and Chinn come to mind.
Yeah. I mean, I think I loved those two players when they were coming out of the draft. I mean, namely because of what you just said, which is that they're very unique. I think about them like center fielders in baseball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They can roam and do a lot of different things, like a very athletic high level. And I think Simmons was always especially a player where when he was coming out of the draft, people were like, how are they going to use him? You know, when you get drafted to a team, it's like, this player is going to have to go to a team where you're going to have to be very creative with how you use him, because if you use them incorrectly, they're not going to excel. And again, I don't know Jeff Hafley from a hole in the wall at this point, but maybe someone a little bit more creative from a college level scheme could find, you know, an Isaiah Simmons type player and utilize him in a more creative way. I think those are good names to keep an eye on. And again, to your point, I don't know if the Packers are like bargain shopping this year.
Right.
But they're definitely not 2019 Smith Brothers, Amos, Turner, go all in for big swing shopping. They're somewhere in the middle. And I think those two players like fall into that category.
Well, and I think the Packers kind of have the luxury of not having to take big swings this year. Like you talk about, yes, they have the potential to make a Super Bowl run. So you want them to take high risk, you know, high reward kind of players. Like if they think they're one player away, they absolutely should go get that one guy. But this is a really good year for them because they have so many draft picks in the top 100. They've got that additional second rounder. Like they've got the third rounder from the Rasul Douglas trade. Like I think they have what, like six picks inside the first couple rounds or the first couple days. So yeah, they absolutely can say like, hey, we're going to go in. Like maybe they love Drew Tranquil, right? Like, sure, let's go spend some money on him. And then we can round out the rest of the room in the draft. Like they do have the luxury at least of saying we've got some really high value picks here and see what happens.
It was funny that you bring up both those players because you know what both those players have in common? Both of them had perfect RAS scores. Jeremy Chinn and Isaiah Simmons both had 10.0 RAS scores.
That is funny. I forgot about that.
And they're both from the 2020 draft class. I mean, they're young. They're still young. Like you take the swing on their second contract, their like first contract, I would say, post rookie season. They still have, and linebackers, you know, like I think we've seen a lot. Like it comes in like the third, fourth, fifth year where that development can happen. They have high upside in their athletic traits. Clearly they fit the mold that Goot loves, which is like super freaky athlete. It could be the swing,
and that's what they did with Preston Smith. He was coming off of a rookie contract with Washington and they said, for your second contract, here's the bag, we think you're ascending. And he continued to ascend, and
Six years later,
he just restructured to stay in Green Bay and likely will retire a Packer. So yeah, this is the time. And that's why, like, I would love it if Jordan Poyer signed with the Packers. I would be all about it. But I just am not entirely sure that I see Goot doing that, because you mentioned already like the age factor. And again, you know, if they want like a strong vet presence in the room, then I think that absolutely would make a ton of sense. But I do think that Goody really loves that like second contract market. That's kind of where he likes to like get the feelers out. And there's some good ones. Like obviously,
so who would your like safety, like where does that fall? Who falls into that bucket then for you?
I like Cameron Curl.
Okay.
Another Washington player. I like Jordan Whitehead too. I think I'm a little higher on him than some. But yeah, I still am. I'm just fascinated by the Jeremy Chinn, Isaiah Simmons thing. Like, do I think it's going to happen? No, but I'm interested.
I think they have a better shot at it than you'd think, because like inside linebacker is a need. Like it's a hole that needs to get filled. Cameron Curl is a good one as well, because again, like high relative athletic score, young second contract, like 2020 draft class. I think Julian Blackman should be on that list as well.